Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
I don't want to hear your complaints about being tired, poor, or yearning to be free.
You poor, pathetic, deluded bonehead.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's been slacking, but I'm not here to judge. She's determined to help me get it together, too, this week.
And with me today is my lovely co-host that I allow to speak at times. Will I allow her to get in a few words before the longest month of January ends? She's going to bring it today, and her name is...
Amy Nichols. We have been talking and talking and talking about how long of a month this is.
Yes, and... I didn't even notice until Channel Surfing Anna Castillejos brought it up yesterday. And oh my God, she's right. Do you realize that we are in our fifth week of January?
This is such a beating.
And I guess I've just never noticed before because my birthday is in January. So I personally like January. I mean, it always sucks to start off a new year, especially to start off a new year and never, ever get it together, which I had high hopes for myself personally. I mean, I started off on a 7-day juice cleanse.
That was great.
And that was the only time I worked out. I did a juice cleanse. And the problem is, Amy, problem is damn scale. Because I go and I get on the scale and I'm like,
stop.
I'm not bad. So
stop using it.
What is it? So then I feel zero motivation to work out. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm round about the way. I mean, I'm not that far off.
But how do you feel?
Oh.
That's how I determine it. Like, if I just want to go home and sleep, that's a bad sign.
I went clothes shopping with a skinny person the other day. I felt great. We were in the same dressing room together, too. That actually wasn't that bad. I'm in a weird stage, though, because I don't like my clothes to be fitted, but then I can get them borderline too big to where it's just like, that looks ridiculous. You look like you're wearing a sack right now, you know?
It depends on the style, too. The
For
cut
sure.
of the clothes.
Because I got some stuff in a small that I wouldn't have guessed. And then I got another sweater in a large that looks tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I was even like, is this too small? Like, I felt like it was just a little bit too short. But I mean, it's not. I'm just in that weird phase. You don't want anything hugging my body for sure. But... can't have it falling off either.
Yeah.
I'll get stuff where the neck holes are too big. And it's like, this isn't supposed to be a one shoulder shirt. And I'm just wearing it like that.
I have to like kind of make it, you know, because I don't think I view myself correctly sometimes. And so I'll buy something that's not, it's too big. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, well, I got to make this a one shoulder shirt. Kind of force it a little bit. Anyways. Yeah.
What has been going on in your life? Because from what I hear, it's not going great.
It's not. I'm not feeling good about myself. I am. I'm at an all-time low.
So you're starting off the new year right, is what you're telling me.
Really, it's the holiday season is so great. There's time off of work. You're spending time with family. You're doing whatever you want to do, basically. And then you have to come back in January and work, and it's just... it's such a crash. I don't know. It's such a high high and then a low low. So I'm feeling the low right now, and it's because of two reasons. One, I'm poor, and two, I'm gross. So I have a couple of things that happened this weekend that I thought I'd share with you because it's sad, and you'll judge me, but I think it's what I need. I need someone to like talk to me straight, give it to me straight, and then I'll get it together.
Am I going to be your life coach here?
Yes.
Okay.
I need it. So, first example, I don't think you need to be embarrassed when you shop at Goodwill, but I went to Goodwill. And it's because, first of all, Maddox, my son, is in a weird stage. He's not... kids extra large. He's not a men's extra small. And I'm not going to throw money in the trash getting clothes that he won't fit in either. So it was Josh's idea. I'm going to use him as an excuse to go to Goodwill and get her sent some clothes. And that's not the bad thing. The bad thing is I went to Goodwill looking like I shop at Goodwill. I wore my sweats. I hadn't done anything with my hair. And it was just, it was a sad moment because right after that, I went to the grocery store and I just needed a couple things.
And you realized you couldn't afford any groceries and you had to leave?
Well, I ran into family there and I had to dodge him. I dodged him at the grocery store.
Should have asked them for some money. Hey, do you have any change to spare?
Have you done this? I'm so gross. Have you dodged someone because you're like, oh man, I do not look good right now. I can't have them see me.
Oh, I just dodge people just because I don't want to talk. So I don't make eye contact. And I know like we know each other, but I hadn't spoken to you in years. So if I just don't look at you, then you don't exist. And then we don't have to talk to each other.
So I even thought about walking backwards so that they couldn't see my face. Like, I ended up not doing it because that would draw attention to myself. But I, you know, I looked the other way and it was fine. It worked. But I had to walk by him twice in the produce. And then in the checkout, I wore sunglasses inside.
I was about to say, but he didn't even recognize you because you just straight up looked homeless.
I did. So. I totally did. And then so Josh dropped me off. I ran into the store, got the three things I needed and was coming out. And Steve, damn it.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to the podcast.
My family member came out right after me. And Josh had the windows down. It was nice this weekend and, you know, in Dallas. And so Josh was like, hey, Amy, there's Steve. Do you see him? And he wanted to hunt him down. I'm like, shh, I just dodged him three times in the store. He's like, oh, why? I should never, ever go in public looking like that. Ever. No one should ever go out in public looking bad.
We're all guilty of it, though. I mean, I go, if I'm just running to the store real quick, I won't even put on a bra sometimes. And I mean, I don't know. I have gone and workout clothes, not working out, or like I only have one pair of sweatpants and they're Jeremy's old sweatpants. And so they're huge. And so I would like wear them around my house, but then I had a girlfriend come over and I'm wearing, I mean, I look stupid and I'm wearing a sweater that has my high school in Georgia on it. So, I mean, I've had this since high school. Anyway, and a girlfriend came over and it was so cold. That's whenever we thought it was going to ice and everything else. And it was so cold. So finally, I had to put on shorts underneath my big ass sweatpants, because if not, I'm going to be mooning her. And like, that's okay if I'm walking around the house like that, but I don't want to subject you to looking at my butt.
Yeah.
No, I didn't go out in public like that, though.
Yeah. That was,
but I have, just not in that. But I mean, I have gone out in stuff to where, but I don't run into people that I know typically.
Well, I don't usually either. I mean, this is the grocery store right down the street. It's literally one, I just said literally, one light down from my house. And it's not his area. No one should be there. Mm-hmm. This is my safe zone. You should not be in my safe zone.
See, yeah, I think you're fine for that.
Well, I'm not fine because I hit.
You picked up lice while you were at Goodwill?
No, but my friend, oh my gosh, she texted me like this lice product over the weekend. She's like, I saw this and thought of you. I was like, no, this is not good.
Okay, I know there's like, because I don't have a problem with Goodwill and I don't have a problem with thrift shops, but I do like it to at least be more like sorted out. So I wonder if they have like kid to kid, if that goes up to your son's size, mm-hmm. or if that's all just
he's too
girl clothes.
Right now.
Okay.
No, yeah, he's just in this in-between stage. He's not kid and he's not men. So that's the reason we went. And I have shopped at Goodwill, but it's usually been for like costumes, like some party that is a big joke, honestly.
I have no shame. I'll buy secondhand shoes and stuff like that, which some people think is gross, but like, whatever. I wiped out the
stuff
inside.
On the eBay. The boots I'm wearing right now, I love them. They're eBay boots. I think I've bought in pants too. My parachute pants that you hate. Everybody hates. I need to wear those again.
You do keep your clothes for forever. I'm talking about my sweater I've had since high school. You've easily had those pants since high school.
Maybe. They're Anthropology / eBay. So, yes, I'm poor because I'm shopping at Goodwill now. And I'm poor because the boys had merit badge college this weekend. This is the second time that they've gone. They had to go a little outside of town to do all day classes or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I really want to make it special with me and my daughter Morgan this weekend. Last weekend, the last time they did it, it was a 5-mile hike that we did, you know, but we weren't really wanting to get out, obviously, because I'm wearing sweatpants and not brushing my hair. But I wanted to make it special. So I was like, you know what? Let's go get a sonic blast or, you know, Froyo or something. And then I checked my account and I couldn't even afford it. So my daughter, Morgan, is like, you know what? I'll buy it.
Aww.
My daughter bought me a snack because I couldn't afford it. And before that, I really felt bad. Before she even offered, I was like, you know what? I'll make cookies. And I didn't have enough ingredients in the house. So I had to cut the recipe into a quarter. So I had a batch of a dozen that I had to cut to make three sad little cookies. I guess it didn't do it for her, so that's what she offered.
Oh, did you let her pay?
Yeah.
Because you said your daughter hoards money.
She does. She's sitting on a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to start paying rent, baby. Mom ain't got no money in the bank account.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Amy. That does suck. And we still have another week till payday.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Is there anything I can do for you?
You can bring me lunch.
I just made some food last night.
You pay my water bill?
See, I feel bad because I was thinking, I'm like, ugh, Amy's poor. That's sad.
Well,
she's been oppressed. That's sad.
Really, honestly, we have money, but I'm just such a Nazi about budget.
Mm.
If I say it's not there, I have to pretend it's not there or I'll spend it. So, I mean, I have it in another account. I'm just not going to break my budget.
So I was thinking about what I can do for you. But then I realized I still need stuff for me because I was like, I've got this gift card to Bed Bath & Beyond that I got whenever I brought back my Roomba. But now the vacuum that I got, and I was praising it too, and I'm telling Jenna about it the other day, and I'm like, oh, I turned in my Roomba, I got a Bob. She's like, yeah, for the, you know, super trustable Bob brand. That sounds, and I'm like, okay, whatever. They sold it to me and it was cheap, which I would think as a salesman, you'd want to push me towards the more expensive Roomba, not this little cheap Bob. Well, now Bob sucks. And even Jeremy's like, yeah, I hate this thing. I told him I didn't like him. And it's funny because whenever Bob came to us, I'm sorry, I'm getting off subject, but
no.
Whenever Bob came to us, he had a little birth certificate. And so it said Bob Bishop on it.
That's really cute.
Which is so funny because that's my father-in-law's name. So then yesterday I'm texting with Jeremy and I'm like, yeah, screw Bob Bishop. I don't like him. We need to go return him and get Roomba.
I mean, for a company, that's a really cute idea. I love the idea. And also as a salesperson, it might have not just been, what is it? Commission. But also you have to promote a certain product or something for that week. So that could be the reason that you got suckered into buying Bob.
Which, I mean, Bed Bath & Beyond has a great return policy. So I'm just going to turn around and return him this weekend and then we'll get something else. So it's not that big of a deal. But I was like, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond has like pretzels and stuff. I could give that to Amy, oh, but I need a new vacuum.
Yeah.
So also felt bad because Sunday, my husband and I went grocery shopping just because I had some coupons. That's the only reason. Like, we showed up to Target and I was like, babe, I don't even need anything. And then I realized that was stupid because I think that might have been the first time I've been grocery shopping this year. He's done some grocery shopping, but I personally hadn't. And I think that's the only reason why my bank account is above average right now, because normally I pay for groceries, but then he's been going grocery shopping, yeah, and cooking and cleaning and, you know, doing my one chore that I'm supposed to do. But I really wasn't planned, but I knew that I had a free carton of eggs. That's what I can give you. I gave you a free carton of eggs that I got.
That is on the cheat sheet, too.
But I went shopping just so I could use my free carton of eggs coupon and $5 off 15. And I was like, well, this is getting ready to expire. Let's go to Target and buy some stuff.
I don't want to have a pity party. I'm just, I don't know. Don't feel sorry for me. You don't need to give me your eggs, your sorry coupons.
Well, and because I got those eggs for free, I boiled four of them last night because I like to eat boiled eggs in the morning. I did a crappy boil on them and I peeled my egg today and I peeled off everything except for the yolk. And then I normally don't eat that anyway, or I try not to. I think that's why my cholesterol was high.
Yeah,
I ate the yolk.
Too many eggs.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and then I was like, okay, well, my life's not great, so what can I say about me. And I'm thinking on the way home, and I'm like, you know what? Nothing. And then I get home and I push the garage door opener on my car and it didn't work. And Jeremy was at work. So I had to, I do have a lock on my back gate. So don't try going in there, anybody who's listening. But I had to go unlock the back gate and then crawl in through my doggy door. And then I'm pissed off. Yeah, because I don't ever carry a key on me. I mean, I get in and my key's sitting right there. But maybe this is why I should work on my fitness this year.
So you can fit through the doggy
door. Yeah. It used to not be that difficult. I'm getting in this time and then my dog's so excited. I'm coming in through the doggy door. He's running up and just licking all over me. And I'm like, get out of my way. I need to get in here. I was so mad. And then I texted Jeremy and I'm like, I just crawled through the doggy door, just so you know. And he's like, I'm sorry about you. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. So I had to go through the front door this morning instead of going out my garage.
You poor, poor thing. My garage has not been working as well. And every morning I have to pull my car out of the garage and then I have to run, push the button and jump over the laser beam so that it'll close on my way to work. Every single day.
I guess I should try that.
I'm running through below freezing weather. It sucks.
Why is your garage messing up?
I don't know. Why is everything messing up?
So this is the same garage. Did somebody fall through it or did your roof just collapse?
It collapsed. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not complaining. You know what is great? I'll tell you one thing. We were all sitting in the production room, MAM room, whatever we want to call it. And everyone was complaining about their husbands or their spouse or whatever. Yeah, they're the worst and they do this and they suck and da 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 da. And I sat there and I tried the whole time trying to think of one thing to complain about my husband, Josh. And I couldn't think of one thing. I even thought, you know, well, he leaves his shoes in the middle of the floor. But it's not even worthy of sharing. It was like, shut your mouth. Who cares? And so I was like, well, I could lie. I can make something up so I could be a part of the conversation. But no, I have a wonderful husband and I am so blessed.
I also wasn't complaining. What did I complain about? The meme that he sent me?
No, this was like a week or two ago. And I don't know if I should tell.
Bring it. I can edit it out.
You said, this is a big one. You said, it really wasn't even anything specific, but it's like, you have to live with the person.
Oh, that you put up with.
Yeah, you have to put up with them.
Because Justin wanted to know what is the big deal about living with somebody, being married to somebody. And I said, you just have to find that one person that you can put up with and that you have to put up with. Because don't tell me that you don't have to put up with stuff. It's not necessarily an unhappy putting up with, but we both have to. He has to put up with the fact that I haven't cleaned the house this year. He has to put up with the fact that I quit grocery shopping. I have to put up with the fact that he doesn't clean the house, but I can't tell him to clean the house whenever I don't clean the house, you know, so it just goes unclean. So I don't think that that's a bad thing, but you do. I also have to put up with him every single night that we go to bed together, which is not every night because unfortunately he is a firefighter. So he does stay overnights at work a lot. But every time he gets into bed, I have to put up with him because he gets into bed and starts snoring and I'm a light sleeper and that'll wake me up and make me angry just right off the bat. And I have problems sleeping anyway. So I know that that's my fault. But how I put up with him is by not beating him whenever he comes to bed and goes to sleep. Instead, I let him sleep and I minimally gripe about it.
Yes. I think I was coming at it at a different angle. And not that what you're saying is wrong, but, and this isn't my thought. This is something that Josh's brother had told him before we got married. But instead of saying putting up with someone, Josh, his brother, told him that before you marry Amy, you have to choose to love her every morning. You wake up and you choose to love her because love's a choice. It's not necessarily like the negative end, like you have to put up with them, but the positive part, you want to love that person.
You say choose to love. I say choose to put up with. I think it's just different wording. But as soon as I said that to Justin, I turned everything on myself because there's very little that I have to put up with Jeremy about. He has to put up with so much more from
me. You did.
So, I mean, immediately he has to put up with my immaturity. He has to put up with I'm very little of an adult. I don't do very much adulting at all. And he puts up with that. I don't know anything that goes on in our household. I don't even know. I felt so stupid the other day because he's filing our taxes. And initially, whenever he put in his return, we had a nice size check that was going to come back. Well, then he puts in my return. That dang dwindled down to less than half of that.
Yeah.
And I was hoping on that money for credit cards and stuff. And he wants, we'll split that. He wants that to go towards our savings or house repairs or something else. I need some to go towards credit cards. By the time it was done, I was like, ooh, I don't even know if I want to take any of that money because that's how little it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go over that bracket or whatever the reason may be, it hurts.
He says I don't pay enough taxes.
That might be
it. I didn't choose to pay or not pay tax. I mean, I don't know how any of that stuff works.
Yeah.
So the whole time I'm just sitting behind him and I'm like, babe, I'm so sorry. I'm bringing this family down. I can quit if you want me to. I mean, but then that does suck. And then you're telling me I can change it where I pay more taxes.
Yeah, you just need to talk to the HR.
I don't make enough money to do that.
We don't have HR.
So I don't know. I do think that it is putting up with, but I'm like you though, because him and I don't have any problems. We have so little problems that it makes me mad if he brings me black coffee. Cause I'm like, don't you even know who I am?
Yeah. Well,
that's a little bit of problems we have.
There's the famous quote that Anna, Channel Surfing Anna from the production room always says, the fight me and Josh had whenever I was complaining about him touching my foot. I don't even know what it was, but I think we were just not talking and I needed him to realize that we weren't talking at that moment and yet he was showing me affection and it pissed me off so bad. Do not touch my foot.
So, yeah, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I'm super appreciative of my husband because...
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to say that you aren't. I don't even know what I'm saying half the time. But everyone in our room is the
Oh, it's a total spot. Bitch fest.
Yeah, it's the spot where everyone collects and complains or whatever.
I'm not gonna say any names, uh-oh, even though you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But a person who works here, whenever I first started working here, I thought that this person did not love
I already know
the person that they're with,
uh-huh,
because they talk so bad about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly thought
that person hates
you don't love
person.
That person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then come to find out that person was just talking a bunch of smack.
Oh,
in the
yeah.
end, that person goes home to the other person. And I think it's a big love fest.
Mm-hmm.
After work. But at first I thought, yeah, that's all that it is. So everybody sits in that room and complains about everybody. And oh, if we're really getting down in the S talk, we shut the door. And then we can talk as much as we want to.
We mean business then.
Yeah. That's whenever the real complaints are coming. But I don't know. I mean, I know that I do definitely share too much. Sometimes Jeremy's like, why would you even tell anybody that? And I'm like, they don't want to know your babe.
Stop.
I'm taking that out.
Okay, good.
But so yeah, he doesn't feel like it's necessary to share everything like I do. But I mean, if it's funny, I'll share anything for a laugh. Or if I'm mad, I don't know, I'll share anything. I guess you just can't shut me up. That's what I'm trying to say. I talk too damn much.
I don't talk enough. I have a lot of conversations in my head. Like I think I've said them already, but nope, that was just in my head. I worry about my son having voices. It's probably just me. I'm the one. But that's okay. I really want them to lock me up. There are so many negative things that I wish upon myself. I want them to commit me. I want to be in a padded room just for a break. Just a little vacation.
No, that would drive you crazy.
No, I would love it. I would love it. And, well, never mind. I'm not going to keep. Continue. But there are other examples of bad things I wish upon myself.
I mean, I wish for the flu.
For someone to take care of me. That would be a good one. Yeah. Just someone take care of me. I don't care if everyone in the whole family is sick. Sure. But I want to be sick just once and not have to do anything. That'd be awesome.
I'm going to give you something else to complain about.
Yay. Just what I need.
you know how men have it easy no matter what? Like, okay, this is unverified, but I want to say, like, I want to say I even read something that, like, there's benefits to sex that men get that women don't get. And I'm not talking about orgasm. I'm talking about, like, longevity or something. The more sex you have can increase your lifespan or something like that. For men only, not for women. It doesn't matter. What? Yeah. Men live longer than women?
No.
Because that's opposite?
I think it's opposite.
I don't know. I was just throwing that out there. That's why there was a question mark in the end. They live forever. They make more money.
That's true.
Hashtag time's up, like all that different kind of stuff. Well, anyway, here's another reason to get pissed off at men. According to a new research, there's a limit on how much housework women can do before it compromises their health. Men can basically do unlimited chores and it doesn't make a difference. But women who did more than 3 hours of chores a day, who the crap does that? We're up to 25% more likely to have their health compromised. But that much housework didn't seem to have any effect on men.
But are any men doing that? I understand a female who's maybe a stay-at-home mom who is doing that all day long. But, I'm sure there are stay-at-home dads, whatever.
I don't know if that was a booger or snot, but something just happened. They did say it has to be, or it might be, because the types of chores that men do tend to be more active and physical, which boosts their immunity. They tend to be less repetitive. So fixing stuff around the house is more mentally stimulating than doing the dishes every night. But it also says in this study, this is looking around people at retirement age, but still, whatever. I don't care. The news just keeps getting better and better and better, because this study also says the average woman in this study did 3 hours and 40 minutes of chores a day, which is 40 minutes more than what they should do. So we can look forward to retirement we retire and we just clean the house all day.
No, that's not going to happen. Is it piddling, though? Isn't that the term? Whenever you're like, you really don't have anything else to do, so you like just piddle around and like, I'm going to straighten this up and I'm going to like rake the garden or whatever. It's like they don't have anything better to do.
Oh my gosh, I have stuff to do. I thought Jeremy had back surgery a couple of years ago, and he had it on like Friday. I think I had to take that Friday off work to go with him. And then the following Monday was spring break. So I was like, well, I'll be at home. I can work. And guys were like, no, don't worry about it. Go ahead and take off. You can be with him, stay at home with him in case he needs anything. It just happened to be really conveniently timed out.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed with him that week. Kinda. I felt really bad because every time one of his friends would come over, I was never at home. And so I'm coming home with shopping bags or food or something. And I'm like, oh, hey, Paul, good to see you.
That looks so bad.
But I mean, he was mobile, though. I should say that. So he was fine. Like, I would get up and I would heat up his breakfast, heat him up like a breakfast sandwich or something. And then he would spend most of the day sitting up in a chair. So he was sitting straight in mm-hmm. our kitchen chair. And so I'd get him all set up and then I'd go back to bed and then I'd wake up. Well, then after that, I've got stuff to do. I go work out. I'd go to lunch. I go shopping. I thought I was going to be bored that week at home that I had nothing to do. No, I filled my time. And it wasn't cleaning the house. I was not cleaning the house for 3 hours a day.
I need more stuff to do, I think. But nope, I take it back. I don't wish that upon myself.
I was about to say, you just said you're way too busy and now you want more stuff to do.
Well, I don't know. Like, I think I'm not filling my time with things that I actually want to do. I want more of that.
But that's so hard to do, though. Because me, too. I wish I was spending my days working out and cleaning. I went home yesterday and I was so tired. I had a late night with my girlfriend the night before. It was a super long day. So I went home yesterday. I laid on the couch and watched Friends on Netflix. I don't know, probably 3 hours. And I'm like, really? I say like I'm too busy to do all this extra stuff. And then I go home and I'm like, man, I really should get up and clean my house. But instead, I'm going to spread it out over a span of the next 3 days. So that's on my to-do list today. I'm going to go home and I'm going to clean some. That way,
you need to clean, in quotations, as you watch.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do that too. Don't you worry about that. I'll get plenty of TV time in today.
I'm really worried about your Friends episodes not getting watched.
But I mean, it's just so stupid. Like, I didn't even take a nap. And then I go to bed. I almost woke up. Well, no, I did wake up. I finally looked at my phone about 3 o'clock in the morning. My alarm goes off at 4. Well, I'd been up for a little bit before then. I laid in bed and was like, maybe I should just get up and watch Friends. Like, I'm not going to get up and shower and I'm not going to go to work early.
Yeah.
I thought about getting up and watching Friends. I had that stupid Smelly Cat song stuck in my head.
I think you have a sickness. You might be addicted.
I'm not. It's all right. But this is just passing my time. But I am a TV hog, though.
Like, you can't get enough. Like, I get to the point where I'm like, I just want it to be done. Like, I want to get to the end. I want to say that I completed it.
So Jeremy and his coworkers are all going out tonight. They're celebrating Jeremy finally making lieutenant. And my first thought, because he was telling me who all was going to come out last night, and you've met most of the people. He was telling me who all was going to come out last night, and I was like, man, that sounds like a lot of fun. Like, I wish I could invite myself, but I know it's all dudes. And then my second thought immediately was, America's Next Top Model comes on. So that's cool because I'll be able to watch that without any interruptions and I don't have to wait till the next day. Like, I'm all thinking, yay, somebody's not going to be at home. I get to watch crap TV again for hours.
You know what I'm going to do tonight?
Does that make me a bad person? That's putting up with somebody right there. I put up with you just so I can watch TV whenever you're not at home.
I have a very fun evening planned. I'm going to be taking someone to the airport. One of your favorite things. And then I got to make sure that their vehicle gets to a location that they can pick it up in a convenient time and matter. Oh, my God.
Who are you bringing to the airport?
I mean, Mom. I love my mom. I like spending time with her. But I also don't like being in the car for 3 hours.
Understandable. It is a little bit different for you because you do live closer to the airport, but it's still a beating, no matter what. And I just think as an adult, we should be able to find our own rides or
family. Family, you can ask. It saves her $100 or whatever. I'll help you out. I don't have $100 to spend.
Broke. Broke, 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 broke. Broke, 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 broke.
That's a Mario. That's a Mario.
I get it.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say it's a beat that you didn't know, but I played Mario for the first time. We probably shouldn't talk about this. I'm kind of excited about it because I never play video games with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I played. And I kicked butt. I'm like a natural.
Is this old school Mario or is this the new stuff?
Yeah, the new. It's on the Switch, Nintendo Switch, the new system. And it's a new game, but they introduced some of the old classic stuff in the game. I guess not introduced, but revisit or whatever. I don't know. Anyways, I'm really good at it and I'm proud of myself. And I think I turned my husband on a little bit.
Go from Mario to sexy time.
Yep. Anyways, that's it. That's all I can say about Nintendo.
That's too funny. So I guess you're not going to sell your son's Christmas present so you can have groceries to feed the family.
No.
Are you going to be okay?
I'm going to be okay. I really am just being a crazy, strict budget person. Of course I've got money, but I want to, you know, certain percentages need to be saved and certain percentages need to go to bills and whatever. I'm trying to be really.
You do realize you're talking to me, right? I don't know what any of that means. What is a budget? I do have one more thing. I don't know if anybody else will care, but you will.
Yes.
And I totally care.
Yes.
There's this bar in New York that is so sick of people overusing the word literally that they instituted a new policy. There's a sign on the door that says, sorry, but if you use the word literally, you have 5 minutes to finish your drink and then you must leave. If you actually start a sentence with I literally, you must leave immediately. This is the most overused word in the English language and we will not tolerate it. Stop the Kardashianism now.
Wow.
Which at first I was like, okay, well, that's a little bit wrong to point them out because they're not the reason that America is so dumbed down. No. I'm not a huge fan of theirs either. Don't get me wrong, but I hate the unnecessary hate directed towards them.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I can just kind of hear them in my head. I literally can't. So then I do get it because I think they created the word literally and made everybody start using it incorrectly.
I don't even know. It's so overused. I don't even know the right way to use it anymore. So I'm just not going to use it, even though I already
have it. I believe that you used it correctly, though. If literally and legit can be the same thing, if you actually only have one stoplight to go through to go to your grocery store, then you did not use it incorrectly. But people just, I mean, it's just another crutch phrase.
It is. And oh my gosh, I hate myself so much when we listen back to this podcast. Ugh, I say like and whatever way too much. I am dumb. I am dumb, dumb, dumb. And it makes me so mad. Those are my crutch words. I hate it.
It's okay. I'll hear myself say something that I never say or a phrase that I never used before. But then that phrase will come up like five times in the freaking podcast because it's like top of mind.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, it's bad.
And I've already let the world know clearly that I'm an idiot. So, I mean, you think I'm an idiot for what I let you hear? You should hear what I don't let you hear because it is a lot worse. I can tell you that much.
Oh, I love you, Lacey. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do to solve the crutch word problem. I don't know.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
I think you sound lovely.
Thanks.
So does all of the loose lips and childbearing hips folks that we talk to on social media and stuff.
Yeah.
You always get the praises, Amy.
That is not true.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, people are going to be like, oh, you're poor and you're sad and you have to run out of your garage every day, you know. Now they're going to start questioning you.
Yeah.
I'm totally just kidding. Are y'all going to be okay?
We're going to totally be okay. It really is a budget thing that I'm being crazy strict because I need to make things happen. I'm having a pity party because it's January. I will be back.
The longest January ever.
I will make a comeback.
We still have time to save this year.
Of course.
We're not done for yet.
No.
We're going to accomplish our goals.
And
February is the perfect time to do it.
It's my birthday.
The Amy birthday celebration does continue.
Yes, it does. Because I love my birthday.
I just invited myself to one of your birthday things you were telling me about today.
Yeah, I can't wait. Celebrate.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeremy's going to start planning for your birthday pretty soon.
Shut up.
He knows that it's coming. Well, last year, I mean, that was the whole problem with last year. Last year, he was like, so are we going to go out to a Mexican restaurant for Amy's birthday again? And I was like, yeah, I think so. And then you canceled your birthday. And
I'm not doing anything ever again.
I mean, we just need to get together, period.
Yes.
If you don't want us to say happy birthday, then we will all pretend that it is not your birthday.
Yay!
Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you were there, you can leave us a rating, leave some nice comments. That would make us look really fancy. Also, don't forget to follow us on our socials. We are really good at keeping up with that. I sounded like I was taking a dig at you. I wasn't. I just realized, like, I meant that personally. That wasn't towards you.
Well, you speak for both of us. So that's great. I love that.
Hush, you've done enough talking. You can follow us on Instagram, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. We're also that on Facebook or Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. And that's it. Hey, maybe this year we will get our lives together. We will get in shape. We will get fit. Mm-hmm. We're going to start working out at some point.
Yeah.
I might even shave my legs. Who knows? That's unrelated, but I just realized that that's been a while. I'm sure I've done it this year. I have done it this year. Okay. I have not flossed yet this year.
So me neither.
Okay. Yeah. That's on my to-do list. I meant to floss last night just so I could say I flossed for my first time. And then I forgot. I'll knock it out today, though. That way I still get it in January.
Yeah, big plans. Big plans, Lacey.
I'm going to watch America's Next Top Model and floss my teeth. Oh, yeah, and clean my house. But, yeah, thanks for listening. And chime in with us on our socials. And keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening. Smelly cat, smelly cat.